Visit cbc.ca/Manitoba for all the info.
Well, this is the time of year when the frogs start croaking and the snakes begin slithering. And if you're a fan of these creepy crawly critters, well, biologist Doug Cullicutt wants to hear from you. Doug is putting together a herps atlas that will show where the different species of reptiles and amphibians can be found in Manitoba. Hi, Doug.
Hi, Marilyn.
So how many different kinds of reptiles and amphibians do we have here?
Well, right now we think there's 24 different kinds of reptiles and amphibians, 16 amphibians and 8 different kinds of reptiles.
Okay, so maybe name a few of the more exotic ones for us.
Oh, more exotic ones, things like blue-spotted salamander that occurs in southeastern Manitoba and sort of the boreal forest region. Mink frog, which occurs out that way too, and Great Plains toad from down Melitta way, and what else? Smooth green snake that people have probably never heard of.
And of course we have the skink.
Yes, we have our endangered northern prairie skink in the Assiniboine Delta Sandhills region.
So you're putting together an atlas. Is it going to be sort of like a map, just shows where all these reptiles and amphibians are?
Well, we hope to have a mapping component to physically display the information that we gather, but we also just want to gather that basic information, the individual records from individual spots across the province, and translate those into maps that people can see where these animals occur.
Now, have we done this before in Manitoba?
Not specifically an online atlas. There was a publication back in 1982. Dr. Bill Preston from the Manitoba Museum put together the Amphibians and Reptiles of Manitoba. But that's really the last sort of compendium of information on these critters, and that's almost 30 years ago now.
So it's really an interesting approach you're taking by using, I guess, like citizen scientists to help gather this information. So why are you doing that?
Well, the whole movement of citizen scientists, of average people going out and collecting information, is exploding partly in thanks to the Internet. I mean, people can communicate and submit information because of the Internet and websites, but we also have digital cameras in our cell phones and GPS units that allow us to collect information very accurately. And what I'm hoping comes of this and other similar projects is that we kind of shift the paradigm of how information on biodiversity is collected in Manitoba and around the world. The old standard used to be that experts from museums and Manitoba conservation and universities and such would be sent out on great field trips across vast geographic areas at vast expenses to go and catalog and record the biodiversity of the plants and animals that occurred in areas when... That doesn't make a lot of sense to me in terms of modern situation. We already have people spread out all over Manitoba. Why don't we just teach them, give them the tools in order to collect that information and start collecting that information a lot more regularly and a lot more economically?
So if I wanted to do this, I wanted to volunteer, what would be expected of me?
Well, we're hoping that people will, first of all, go to the website on Nature North. You can go there, and there's a link to the Herps Atlas right on the front page. And spend a bit of time learning about the species. We have a species information section, which shows you lots of pictures and information and gives you some tips on how and when to find some of these critters. And then it provides a couple of information forms that people can fill in, record their data, and submit them directly to an online database.
Doug, what are you expecting that you might find different from when this was last done in the 80s? Like, what have you seen already maybe that's different?
Well, we've had a few species that we know probably occur much further north and west than we originally thought. The blue-spotted salamander might be one that's further up into the interlake than we think of. Another small toad or frog people hear in the spring. The spring peeper is turning out to be much further to the northwest of the tip of Lake Winnipeg than we thought. And we even have a mystery population of spring peepers that we're trying to confirm in the Spruce Woods Provincial Park area, which is really outside of their normal range, but another little thing's popping up.
Is this because of climate change? They're moving further north, or do you know? Can you make that connection?
No, we can't make that connection at this point because we really don't have the baseline information to state that. I mean, even when Bill Preston put the book together, a lot of the species distributions were based on very few actual data points. And as you can imagine, in a lot of northern Manitoba and east of Lake Winnipeg and that, we have very little information in general from those areas.
How many people do you need?
As many as we can get.
And just cover as much of the province as you can.
Yeah, I mean, if we had 15, 20, 25 people evenly spread across Manitoba, we could do a great job of filling in the blanks in the information, but the more the merrier.
And you want to get this started up, or you're starting it up right now?
Yeah, it's starting up right now. We're just sort of trying to promote the project. Everything's not completely finished online, but we're already getting submissions. We've had about 12 or 15 people submit some records, and now over 200 individual records have been submitted, so we're starting to gather information.
Yeah, I went online. It looks really cool, and all the information on the various species is really interesting.
Thanks.
So, yeah, Doug, I'll send them to the website, and then people can link on and hopefully help you out, and we'll keep following through out the summer and see what else we can do for you.
Great.
Okay, thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So that's biologist Doug Cullicutt, and if you want to help with the Herps Atlas, the website is easy, www.naturenorth.com. naturenorth.com, and right on the main page it says Herps Atlas. You just click on that and it gives you all the information if you want to help Doug track down all the slithery snakes and toads and frogs and turtles and everything that you see out there in the wilderness.
You're listening to Radio Noon on CBC Radio 1, 89.3 FM and 990 on your AM dial. We connect you to what matters in Manitoba.